It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After pushing for a vote on legislation to repeal the Affordable Care Act before the 4th of July recess, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday afternoon delayed the vote.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place. We're going down to the White House at 4 o'clock. The president invited us to come down. The White House has been very much involved in these discussions. They're very anxious to help, and we appreciate the invitation, and I hope all of our members will head down. I think that will likely be the case.
After McConnell's announcement, three more Republicans announced their opposition to the bill in its current form. Jerry Moran of Kansas, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, and Rob Portman of Ohio. At the White House meeting with most of the 52 Republican senators, Trump said it was vital to reach agreement on the Senate health care measure.
So we're going to talk, and we're going to see what we can do. We're getting very close. But for the country, we have to have health care. And it can't be Obamacare, which is melting down. This will be great if we get it done. And if we don't get it done, it's just going to be something that we're not going to like. And that's okay. And I understand that very well.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine is one of the senators who came out strongly against the bill after the Congressional Budget Office analysis said it would cause 22 million Americans to lose insurance over the next decade.
I will say that I have so many fundamental problems with the bill that have been confirmed by the CBO report that it's difficult for me to see how any tinkering is going to satisfy my fundamental and deep concerns about the impact of the bill.
She also expressed frustration with the administration, but did attend the meeting.
This president is the first president in our history who has had neither political nor military experience, and thus it has been a challenge to him to learn how to interact with Congress and how to push his agenda forward. I also believe it would have been better had the president started with infrastructure, which has bipartisan support, rather than tackling a politically divisive and technically complex issue like health care.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer explained that the Democrats remain united against the legislation, despite the tactics he says will come from the Republicans.
Over the next couple of weeks, we know that Leader McConnell will try to use a slush fund to buy off Republicans, cut backroom deals to try and get this thing done. So we're going to watch this bill and all the machinations behind closed doors as they might be like a hawk. But the truth is, as CBO made clear yesterday, the Republicans cannot excise the rotten core at the center of their health care bill. No matter what tweaks they may add in the next week and a half, no matter how the bill changes around the edges, it is fundamentally flawed at the center.
Congress is scheduled to leave D.C. Friday for their week-long July 4th break, returning July 10th and 11th, with then only 3 weeks in session before their month-long August recess. Stay tuned. Tuesday's White House briefing was on camera, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the podium railing against the media for what she deemed the, quote, Trump-Russia hoax, and calling out CNN as fake news for a story which they found to be erroneous and addressed by retracting it, with the reporters involved resigning.
I think it's the constant barrage of fake news directed at this president probably that has garnered a lot of his frustration. You point to that report. There are multiple other instances where that outlet that you referenced has been repeatedly wrong and had to point that out or be corrected. I think that we have gone to a place where if the media can't be trusted to report the news, then that's a dangerous place for America. And I think if that is the place that certain outlets are going, particularly for the purpose of spiking ratings, and if that's coming directly from the top, I think that's even more scary and certainly more disgraceful.
Sanders was interrupted by Brian Karam of the Sentinel newspapers and Playboy magazine, who said what many in the room were no doubt thinking.
Come on, you're inflaming everybody right here, right now with those words. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable. And any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not read us.
I think you have
been elected to serve for 4 years at least. There's no option other than that. We're here to ask you questions.
Right.
You're here to provide the answers. And what you just did is inflammatory to people all over the country who look at it and say, see, once again, the president is right and everybody else out here is fake media. And everybody in this room is only trying to do their job.
Speaking of fake news, Donald Trump has framed fake Time magazine covers with his picture hanging in at least five of his golf club properties. A spokesman for Time said that the magazine had asked the Trump Organization to remove the phony cover from the walls where it was on display.
I got good news.
And that's a look at what's news for today. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener supported and can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.